Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern of Worcester, a Democrat, is facing a challenge on Election Day from Republican Tracy Lavorne. The winner will represent the sprawling 2nd Congressional District, which covers much of Worcester County but also runs west to include Northampton and Greenfield. And Lavorne has been trying to use McGovern's 11 terms of experience against him. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Tracy Lavorne owns a physical therapy clinic in Grafton. She won the Republican primary in September and says it's time for new blood in Washington. At a recent debate, Lavorne went after McGovern, saying the incumbent has voted too much along party lines instead of what might be better for the district.
After 22 years of being in Congress, what more can our current congressman possibly do? What more can he do? He's down there. He's part of the dysfunction. He's part of the fabric of the dysfunction.
But McGovern seemed to shrug off that assertion by Lavorne.
I have a different opinion of me than my opponent. I think I'm kind of a nice guy, and I think I've been a hell of a good congressman.
Lavorne doubled down on her claim McGovern isn't doing enough for the district. The congressman said while more can be done, there's a lot of economic activity in Worcester, his hometown. But Lavorne pointed to reports saying the city's poverty rate is rising and that 20% of residents make less than $15,000 a year. That touched off this testy exchange.
I just stated a fact.
I'm sorry. We need
you
to
trash
move on.
My city.
We have a question now.
You trashed your city.
The pair differ on several national issues, including what to do about health care, climate change, and immigration. On that, Lavorne says the country needs secure borders and a more streamlined process for people to enter the country legally. McGovern instead railed against what the Trump administration is doing.
We need a more humane immigration policy. We have a president right now who is separating children from parents at the border. That's child abuse. That is disgusting. That is beneath our values.
If Lavorne is going to be victorious on Election Day, she'll have to overcome a severe fundraising disadvantage. At the end of September, McGovern's campaign had more than $500,000 on hand, while Lavorne's had $5,000. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.